Good morning, good morning. This is the old Trailblazer broadcast coming to you once again from our studios here, 501 Opelousas Avenue, New Orleans, Louisiana. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the old Trailblazer, riding out on old Dan this morning again, blazing the path to the hearts of sinners. It's good to be back with you. We're continuing our series of studies now on blood redemption. We are just happy to be back with you. It's always good to come here and bring God's message and show you from God's Word how that the Lord saves a sinner. That's basically what preaching is. The Bible says for God's man to go forth, preach the gospel, not to tell jokes, not to tell funny stories, not to be a politician, not to try to influence the election and all of those things, not to get a bullhorn and go up and down the street or leading some rebellious crowd of folks. No, that's not God's Word. No, that's satanic. All of that. You see these preachers on TV, hear them on the radio, hear them and look at them in the paper with a bullhorn and a group of radicals roused about trying to stir up strife and trouble. That's not God's Word. No, sir. God's man is to preach the gospel. And that's what we do here at the old Trailblazer broadcast. We stick to Thus Saith the Lord. And let me give you my mailing address. It's the old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 6250. New Orleans, Louisiana, 70174. I wish you'd sit down and write me and let me know where you're hearing the broadcast. We own several new stations with the Trailblazer up there in Omaha, Nebraska, Chattanooga, Tennessee, Augusta, Georgia, Asheville, North Carolina. You folks, sit down and write us, would you? And we're getting response from our folks there on KAY in Little Rock. That's a gracious station. It goes all over the country. You can hear it on KAY. And also now, if you have the internet capacity, you can pick the Trailblazer up on your streaming. They call it streaming on the internet at www.wlno.com every morning, Monday through Friday, from 8:45 to 9 o'clock Central Standard Time. We're bringing you a series of studies now. I want to continue there today on blood redemption, and we're looking at Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. We're looking at the story there where Abraham was told to take his son Isaac up there to Mount Moriah and offer him for a burnt offering. That's a gracious story. I wish you'd go back and read it there in your Bible in Isaiah, in Genesis. But we'd come to the place where Isaac and Abraham had left the men back there with the animals, and they were going to sacrifice. And Abraham, Isaac said, "Father, Father, I have the wood, and here's the fire, but where is the offering?" And Abraham told him, "The Lord will provide." And he began to tell him, I believe he told him there, how that he had to die, just like he had to die physically. The Lord, every sinner, let's get back to our subject. Let me tell you something, awakened sinner. You who hear the old Trailblazer, you tell me you want to be saved. I've never seen a sinner yet get saved. And there never will be a sinner saved until that sinner becomes obedient. Just like Isaac became obedient, he didn't struggle. He never struggled. The Lord never struggled there on the cross. As long as you struggle and fight and deny what the Lord is showing you, and I have folks tell me, "Well, I don't know if I'm a lost sinner or not. The Lord hadn't showed me." And they're blaming it everything on the Lord. But you'll never be saved. Just as Isaac became obedient unto death, just like our great Isaac became obedient unto death, speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ there on the cross, so you will. So will you, my sinner friend, before you ever come to know Christ as God's offering for you. Listen now, my friend, you will die. You will die. You will die to all of your rebellion. You will die to all of your pride. You will die to all of your self-sufficiency. All of your ambitions, all of your blueprints will have to be burned. All your bridges will have to be burned. All of your little programs. I know it was with me. It was. I had much plans laid up for when I was able to take time, retire. And I retired from my business. But the Lord had other plans for me. He caused me to burn all of those plans. Listen, my friend, listen. You will come out, come to the end of that flesh, and burn all of your blueprints. You'll take your place there on the altar of death, because let me tell you something, friend, you're not coming back. I told my folks here recently, when the Lord saves you, you're a new creature. You're not coming back. You're not going to join your buddies down at the bar at night and play pool and watch the ball game on Monday night or Sunday night. You're not going to go in those dark, smoke-filled rooms. You're not going to be out there where there's debauchery going on. You're not going to hit the night lights in the gay spots, in the casinos. Those things are gone, my friend. If that's your ambition to do those things, you don't know anything about the Lord. Listen. The old I must die. That's right. Sinner, listen to me. Your I, the I of your life, must die. You're going to die to your family. You're going to die to your religion. That's right. The Lord awakened you in some little frivolous religious organization. That thing's got to go. There's no life there. No, sir, there's no life there. You're going to die to your friends. All your social friends come over and have a little drink before lunch or before dinner. All that's going to go, my friend. Why? Because all of those things are just trash in the sight of God. Your desire now is after the Lord who died for you. When you come to see yourself as a lost sinner, you want to seek that one who can save you. Oh, listen. If God has called you, if God has chosen you, if God has touched your heart, my awakened sinner friends here who hear this broadcast, who hear the old Trailblazer, surrender. We used to have a man here, an old preacher, a gracious old preacher. He's dead and gone on to glory now. He said the simplest way for a sinner to get saved is to drop dead. Just drop dead. I know what he meant. He meant die to the world, die to your family, die to your wife, die to your children, die to your church, die to your pastor. Those things become insignificant when you come to want to know the Lord. Take it, Father. Lord, take it. Listen, take me just as I am. And let the Lord lead you there, as it were, to the gallows or to the altar of sacrifice, and there slay you as the lamb was slain there in the Garden of Eden. Abel slew the lamb. And then when the Lord does that, he'll raise you up. We're going to see that. We're going to see that in just a moment. Let me get back to it. The flaming sword of eternal God must strike home to ever to the depths of your soul. And slay that soul, wound you to death until you see and know your corruption, or you'll never know Christ. Now, no sinner has ever been saved until he has come to see himself as a sinner. Now, you can buck and rear and pitch and snort all you want to and say, I'll not have that old Trailblazer tell me that I'm a sinner. But if you never see your corruption, if you never see your heart, you'll never turn to the Lord. You'll not seek the Lord. We often tell folks, turn to the Lord, but they're not going to do it until the Lord shows them their heart. I know that for a fact. I was there. I was religious to the core at one time in my young life, thinking I was saved, joined the church, baptized, and smoked like the world and everything else. But listen, when the Lord had nothing to do with that. It was man-made. But when the Lord, by his mercy and by his grace, came to me in the person of the Holy Spirit and probed my heart one day over a period of time and revealed to me the corruption that was there, then I began to seek what? Relief. I began to seek salvation. I began to seek deliverance. And that's what salvation is. It's a deliverance from sin. And that's what I began to seek. And the Lord showed it to me. And then the Lord raises you to a new life in Christ. Listen now. Listen. Isaac saw and recognized and knew that he was going to die. And he became obedient unto death. And the pangs of death seized hold of his soul. Listen now. He knew he was going to die. His father told him. Then, Lynn, let's pick up the story now. Then they came to the place which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar. They carried the wood, laid the wood in order, bound Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. Can you get that picture? There he is, the sacrifice. Going to be sacrificed. The blood was going to be shed. Isn't that a wonderful scene? It's a scene of death. It's a funeral, the altar, the wood, the son, who lay bound on the altar upon the wood. I want to call your attention to this fact. First, that Abraham built an altar. Second, he laid the wood in order. Third, he bound Isaac. And fourth, he laid him up on the altar upon the wood. Everything was done in order and according to the will of God. We see the submissiveness and the obedience Isaac was unto death. Now, as I bring God's message here, at Radio Missions, where the Voice of Truth goes out, where the old Trailblazer goes out, where we have services time after time, as I bring those messages, I look for obedience unto the Lord. I have folks who tell me they want to be saved, but they're not obedient unto the Lord. The Lord deals with their heart. They throw it over their shoulder. They kick against the pricks. They buck and snort and go out the door and slam the door and say, I'll not have it. Or they just sit here and chomp under the bits. Now, I know folks are many times are embarrassed to be in opposition to the message or to the messenger, but underneath it all, they're just chomping under the bit, saying, I'll not have it. I'll be saved a different way. But there is no other way, my friend. We see how Isaac here. This is a picture. Awakened sinner, look here. What happens? Every sinner becomes submissive unto the Lord or go to hell. Isaac submitted unto death. Isn't it a great moment when the awakened sinner does that? Comes to the place that he's willing to die. Oh, listen, my friend. Isaac could have turned back. He could have broken and run and said, I'm not going up there, you old fool. I'm not going up there to be slain. I'm in the prime of life. I want to live. I don't want to die. But no, he was submissive unto death. Isaac could have struggled and kicked all the wood off the altar, but he didn't. He could have argued back with his father, but he didn't. Isaac was obedient unto death. Isaac, in his own heart and in his own mind, died. Christ, as your substitute, will never become a living reality to you until you are slain by the word of truth or by the sword of truth. Man has to die. That's right. You read that verse there in Ephesians 2:1, I believe it is. And you hath he quickened. Now, man is dead. Man is dead. By nature, man is dead. He's blinded. He's darkened, his heart is darkened, but he must be quickened. Have you ever been quickened, my friend? Has the Spirit of God ever taken hold to your heart and quickened you and let you see that now you are a new creature in Christ, that old things are passed away? Have you ever done that? Has the Lord ever done that in your heart? Don't you love to be around God's people who can stand and tell how the Lord saved them? As we gather here for service Sunday after Sunday in our prayer services, in our testimonial meeting, in our fellowship time, fellowship day, we have a great host comes here. And we stand or sit and praise the Lord. We have prayer service and we have praise service. Yes, just take time to praise the Lord. And when I lead the prayer service many times, I just start around the corner and say, go up this aisle and down that aisle. You got anything to praise the Lord for? Old and young? That's right. Old, stoop-shouldered, white-headed, stoop-shouldered folks, and say, yes, Pastor, I want to praise the Lord for saving an old sinner like me. And then the young people, young folks, young children, they say, praise the Lord for being raised in a home where there's love. Do you have anything to praise the Lord for? I wish some of you would sit down and write me a letter and tell me just what you're praising the Lord for. Is it because of worldliness and riches and glory and all of those things and the love of this evil world? No, sir. God's child doesn't love this present evil world. He hates sin because his father hates sin. And Isaac became submissive, obedient unto death. Yes, and we're going to see in our next study how that the Lord saved him, how that the Lord rescued him there and gave us that beautiful illustration of every sinner dying. You know, we have a sacrifice this morning. The Lord Jesus Christ is our sacrifice. Is he real to you? He is to me. He is my personal Lord and Savior. Oh, that's not just a cliche. That's a reality. The salvation is the Lord. The Lord is our salvation. It's not some decision we make. We don't have those things here. We don't have decision days. We don't come down to the front and give the preacher your hand. That's not salvation. That's just worldliness, my friend. That's a little soft soap, something that the religious world is palmed off on our people to keep them blinded and plunge into hell without warning. But listen, my friend, every sinner who ever gets saved comes to the place where he dies to self, dies to sin. That's why a born-again believer can praise the Lord, because he looks back and see where the Lord brought him from that pit which he dug him from. And I wish I had more time this morning, but I don't. We'll pick it up there in our next study. This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer. That's Pastor Albert Pendarvis, and it sounds spelled just like it sounds, Pendarvis. And remember my mailing address. Write me, will you? It's Radio Mission, or just the Old Trailblazer. Post Office Box 6250, New Orleans, Louisiana. Help me with the broadcast, if you will. I appreciate it. Until next time, goodbye, and God bless you.